just a few more halakhot on the subject of Bikur Holim. There is an added benefit of visiting the sick. And that is that since doctors and nurses, God bless them, are human beings, and the staff of course are human beings, they are influenced by how many people come visit a sick person. Meaning, if nobody comes to visit, so maybe subconsciously in the staff's mind they say, this man or woman must not be so important, and therefore the level of care might not be on a higher standard. But imagine if so many people are coming to visit, and so many people are asking the doctor, what about this patient, what about this patient, the nurse, is he okay? So all of a sudden the staff says, oh, this must be a hashuv person, this must be an important person, and therefore the level of care, they're going to take an extra caution. Lastly, we'll finish with the Gemara Nidarim. The Gemara tells a story of Rabbi Akiva, that he once visited one of his students, and who was sick. And Rabbi Akiva took a broom, and he started to sweep the room from the dust that was collecting. So the student told Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Hechayitani, Rabbi, you sustained me, you gave me life. So the Pidisha learns from over here a very important halakha, that part of visiting of the sick is to make sure that his room is neat. It seems that part of a person's recovery depends on a clean environment that he's around. A lot of times, people are generous, they bring gifts to the sick person, and they're all piled up on his night table in the window next to him, and it can become uncomfortable, it can become messy for the sick person. So part of the visit is to maybe to put his things in order to give the chole an additional sustainment.